Are you good? You seeing
waveforms?
So. Okay.
Waveforms are present, Captain.
All right. Recording remotely for the second week in a row. This is super good question. Welcome to, what did you call it last week? COVID pod.
Last cast.
Right. That too.
That's clearly just a hashtag.
Lie. Yeah. All right. Let's just jump right in. I have a question for you that I don't think qualifies as a super good question. I just want to know what you define this as.
Okay.
What is virtue signaling? Let me give you like, this is the context I see it in on the internet. And maybe this will expose me as the crazy liberal cuck that I am or whatever. But
you fucking white knight douche. You every fucking time, ally. You fucking male feminist.
Every here time comes. I see it used on the internet, I'm like, someone is just angry at someone else for being nice or like having a nice opinion or something like that. Like what does it mean?
Well, you can be both. Like you can be nice and like virtue signaling is not virtually or mutually exclusive to, you know, actually doing good things, but it is real. Like it's when you're like way too loud about the good things you do.
So,
or it's when you like, you go out of your way to make a point about something that shows how fucking woke you are or whatever.
So and the like, problem is wanting credit for the good thing.
Kind of. Yeah.
People always associate it with Justin Trudeau. What does he do that's virtue signaling?
I don't like follow him closely enough, but I'm sure he's done examples of it.
Right.
Like I remember one thing I can think of is where he wouldn't criticize like Muslims for genital mutilation or something.
Right. 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 Okay. All right.
And it was like, it's kind of like virtue signaling is to me kind of more associated with when you don't feel like they're being totally genuine.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like they're saying it just to come off as a better person than they are.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. I think I get it now. I think I can start using it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Please do.
You know how musicians can cover songs? That's like a thing that's done.
What?
First, okay. This question came to mind because I learned that Lovers in a Dangerous Time by the Bare Naked Ladies is a cover. I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Who's Bruce, the original?
Bruce Cockburn. Cockburn? Cockburn? How do you say his name?
I don't know. I think it is Cockburn.
Yeah.
But that's a real mind blow for me.
Yeah.
You wake up thinking you know something about the world, and then tonight I'll go to bed just wondering.
I learned that because they did a version of that song where they recorded it all from their houses as part of like a quarantine, like everybody stay safe out there thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Paige or no?
I was going to say, I feel bad because they can't do anything without someone saying, Stephen Page there.
Page or no Page. That's all I care about.
He was not there.
Yeah, of course not.
It was a really cute video.
You
though.
Fucking prudes.
I really enjoyed it. But yeah, that's a cover. That's not their song.
How many years between the original and their version?
1984. And you should listen to the original because it has really cool 80s bass in it.
Hmm.
And I like the BNL bass, obviously, like stand-up bass, you know. Great. Yep. But anyway, you can cover songs. That's like a thing that's done. Comedians can't cover jokes. That would be stealing a joke.
Right.
What else should we be able to cover, or what else should be coverable?
You talking about like purely art or like, do you think we should be able to like cover architectures? Like,
architecture is a really good one.
I guess that's art too, but like, could I shape my house like the Guggenheim? Would that be frowned upon?
Well, it's just like, we have this weird societal thing where like covering a song is cool and normal, but you can't, I mean, I guess you can be like inspired by other things, but you can't, it's not called a cover, I guess.
Yeah. Well, music's a weird thing. It is weird. It's like the one thing you can like meme on.
Yeah.
It's like the original meme substrate.
Well, it's like a couple weeks ago when we were talking about whether miming a song as a busker is cool or not.
It's memeable and mimeable. Music.
And lip-syncable singing is totally acceptable to lip-sync.
Well, I don't know how acceptable it is.
Yeah, so I don't know. What else? Architecture is a good one. I feel like the architecture is sort of covered in that there are architectural styles. Like, I love the brutalism subreddit. That's like my favorite architectural style. And that subreddit is gold because it's just like terrifying buildings from all around the world.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one, but I would check it out.
Yeah, you should. What other like performances could be covered? I think you, first of all, I think that
okay, plays. Plays are a good example.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Is it a cover? Like, it's not really a cover. It's just redoing. Oh, that's the definition of cover.
Well, I don't know. Like in the play world, when you like do someone's play, is it cool to like throw your own spin on it? Or, well, you know, like have a different ending in your version, or like, what's that? Is there a name for that? Your wife might know.
Yeah, she might. But I don't think that it's like, I think you either go one way or the other. Like with Shakespeare, for example, like you're either a purist and you do it every line word for word, and like everything should be as it was done
right
then.
Or you do it with black kids in the ghetto.
Yeah. Oh, well, I saw Macbeth where Macbeth was a woman. Recently.
Well, or that, sure.
But yeah, plays are okay. That's I don't know, it's weird to think of it as a cover when it's just another they call it remounting a play when they redo a play.
Okay. Did she just chime in with that?
No, I just know from her saying
that was a deep pull.
Yeah. How about comedy? Like, I feel like it should be cool to cover jokes somehow.
I feel like there's a way you could do it. Like, well, okay. Well, first of all, you can take a super old bit. Like, you could do a Who's On First cover these days.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'd have to like have a twist.
What's the millennial twist on Who's On First?
I don't know. It's all played by Asians, and that's. It has to be all their actual names because of like PC culture.
Right, right.
So you have to find a who. What are all the names you need?
They should do that on Kim's Convenience. Great show.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got... Okay, well, I want to go back to comedy for a second. I want to do like a full stand-up hour that's just other people's jokes, but in... I do them with my spin.
By your spin, you mean like your voice.
My voice, yeah. My body and my voice.
Okay.
I think that... I don't know. I think that should be allowed.
I think you could do it and like call it an art piece, like Shia LaBeouf style or something.
Yeah, there's a way to do that and get away with it for sure.
Yeah. And like some people might like it, but I don't know if you could like make it a genre.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a comedy show where the comedian will like come out after the show and be like, I'll do some greatest hits for you?
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen that a couple times.
Yeah. like kind of takes you out of it when they jump back into a bit that you've seen a million times and do it word for word.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
So I think that they should do that, but have another comedian come out and do their greatest hits. Like, that's how that should go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it when they do that, but it's like, it has to be the right, like, I wouldn't want every comic to do that. There's certain comics that I do want to see them say certain things live for some reason.
Yeah. Like, well, like catchphrases and stuff, obviously.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Or like Dave Chappelle, like I'd want her to say, I want to hear him say, and I kicked her right in the pussy. That's worth hearing live.
Yeah. Okay. What? Any other things that could be covered before we go?
Tattoos. Can you get someone else's tattoo? Like, I've wanted to get the Justin Hawkins flames coming up from my crotch area for a long time.
Yeah.
But, like, tattoo copy laws have dissuaded me.
I mean, like, that's not even that... Like, flames aren't that unique. Like,
you don't think that's original?
You can get away with that without having to call it a cover or anything.
What if I got, like, a... What does Travis Barker have on his stomach? A giant tape? Or is it a stereo? It's a stereo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty recognizable.
Is that what you want?
I don't think I have the body to pull it off. It'd be like an amorphous stereo.
Well, I feel like a lot of tattoos do get covered. Like a lot of guys have barbed wire from the 90s.
That's true. There's definitely memes within tattoos. Like, who's never had an anchor?
Yeah.
Like, if you have a body full of tattoos, you got an anchor somewhere.
Yeah. You probably have, like, a heart with a mom banner and an arrow through it.
Yeah. All that basic shit.
This week and all weeks during coronavirus are sponsored by NakedTacoBowls.com/thecarbs.
And thank God for them not backing out in this time of need.
Have you ordered any takeout since the quarantine?
Yeah, I got pizza last night.
Does it make you nervous at all?
Well, not with Uber's new drop it at the door option.
Why was that not an option this whole time? I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't used it yet, but I know I love it.
Yeah. All I've ever wanted is a don't look me in the eyes option.
Yeah. What do they call it in the app? No contact delivery?
Yeah, something like that. Or touchless delivery or something.
Yeah. Should be called socially anxious delivery.
Yeah.
Would you today, if Justin Trudeau and a group of doctors knocked on your door and said, we have an experimental COVID vaccine. We want you to take one for your country and try this out.
Pass.
You don't want to be COVID immune?
I think I can develop my own anyways. I'm not in a high risk group in the first place. I think there's more risk in me taking an experimental vaccine than just getting COVID.
You don't want to help the rest of the country / world?
Oh, someone else will step up.
what a good attitude. This is
if only everyone had that attitude.
Yeah, you would have been really bad in like wartime.
Someone else will kill Hitler. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would either, so I can't judge you too harshly. But this actually happened. Like, there's a group of, I don't know how many, but like a handful of people in the States that have taken one. Hmm. And a bunch of nurses in China that have taken one as well.
Huh.
Which, like, terrible idea. Those people, you need the nurses. Like, use other people.
Yeah, use homeless people, guys.
Like, what are
Do you
doing?
Know anything about your country? You have a disposable, like, concentration camp of thousands.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they were the first round of tests.
That's true, yeah. These are the ones we know about.
Yeah.
So anyway, like, this has happened. Like, people have done this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to at some point, I guess, right? You gotta do human trials at some point. But are they doing them way sooner than they normally would have? Like, should we still be in the mouse phase and they're just skipping over that?
Yes, way sooner. They haven't really completed a test cycle on any animals yet, and they've done it.
Oh man, this is the zombie shit.
I know, that's how it starts, is it not?
It's like they've never seen movies in in their own country, even.
Well, this whole thing is like that. This whole thing is like nobody's ever seen a pandemic movie.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store for the first time since all of this started. We have a box. I put together like a 2-week survival thing like a month and a bit ago. But my wife doesn't want to get into it because she says it has to get worse before we can get into the emergency food.
Yeah, so I agree. Yeah,
I had to go to the grocery store yesterday and it was really weird. It was a really weird experience. Like, first of all, I had to line up outside in the cold in a lineup that was made out of pallets. Like, they just lined.
there's no reason for that. They're just trying to make it seem more apocalyptic.
Right?
Like, hey, man, light some tires on fire over there.
Yeah.
Just for ambiance.
I was half expecting, like, a drum with a fire in it. Like, I was on strike or something.
Yeah.
But this line had 6-foot markers in it, the whole thing, so you could distance yourselves properly.
Wow.
There was a guy behind me in the line that was not following the fucking markers and was blowing his nose and coughing, and I'm like, dude,
oh no,
like, back
no bro
off. I am not one to talk to people ever about stuff like this, but I did say, like, can you just back up a little bit, please, at one point. And he,
oh,
like,
oh my god.
He, like, grumbled and backed away. Yeah. I was like, I'm already terrified. I'm in a pallet lineup. You're so close to me and doing the things that everyone says you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. Did they deny him? Because I've heard you can get denied for any showing any symptoms.
I don't know, because I got in first and just made a beeline for fresh veggies.
No looking back.
They were letting people in really slowly. Like, it was like minutes between each person, and there was long stretches of time where nobody was going in. They said that the cashiers were backed up or whatever.
Mm.
But it was a really weird experience. And then when I did finally get in, the things that weren't there confused me. Like, I guess not confused me, but like, the coffee aisle was completely bare.
Oh dear.
Which is like, why are you stocking up on... I guess people can't get Starbucks anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah, I've actually been pretty pissed about that.
Yeah, people love their coffee. You weren't a coffee drinker until right before the apocalypse.
No, worst timing ever to become a coffee connoisseur.
You prefer the term connoisseur?
Dude, I only drink the freshest grounds.
Yeah. Well,
dark roast.
They don't exist at the grocery store anymore, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, you probably wouldn't buy them at the grocery store anyway, because you sound like you would only buy
them. No, I did buy the Starbucks grounds at a grocery store, at a Metro, one time, never again.
Not good enough for Jeff.
Never again.
Yeah, so the coffee was gone. They had 2 giant pallets of peanut butter, because I guess they ran out last week, and they had like signs around it being like, the peanut butter's here.
Well, that would be a good day. Like, peanut butter is one of the best survival foods.
Yeah, so
it's so calorically dense and so delicious at the same time.
I know, they eat it on Survivor all the time.
Yeah,
it's always a reward. Yeah, so those 2 things kind of surprised me. And then, of course, like, the toilet paper aisle and all the household cleaners were completely gone as well.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, still nothing. The guy, I got unlucky with the guy behind me at the checkout line too. He was also like an older, sickly looking person who was not distancing. He only had Laker beer. That's all he came for that day.
Oh, dear.
And he like dropped all his cash and couldn't bend down to pick it up. So I had to pick it up for him.
Oh, no, dude.
And I'm like, this is infected.
Yeah. Money. You are a fly in his Venus flytrap of COVID.
I was wearing gloves, luckily, so I just burned them when I got home. Not disposable gloves, like winter gloves.
$300 leather gloves. Oh, well.
Yeah, they're gone. I forget what this question was. Oh, the vaccine. So anyways, after having that experience, maybe I would do a vaccine because I might feel safer grocery shopping after that.
Well, I mean, you know, they pretty much give you COVID in the vaccine, so
you're going to know, but it's a controlled dose.
Like, yeah, you're
it's not going to have a shitty coughing on me.
I don't know, man. Those seem like pretty equal.
What if that's how they administered the vaccine? This is Jerry. He'll be administering the vaccine. Just open your mouth.
Yeah. We don't have time to like take his spit and put it in vials. We just have to mist you.
Jerry's really good at controlling the amount of cough that comes out. So
he's been practicing for years.
That's it for this week's episode. If you want to hear more, we have a giant back catalog now, almost 100 episodes. If you want to contact us, you can do so on Twitter or via our phone number that nobody has called in several months. What's that number, Jeff?
Yeah. Let's
tell the fans our number.
1-800. Is that right?
No.
No, 1-888.
That's right.
Bark 56.
Yeah, you got it.
Not 1-800, folks.